for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Dear new Father, Lord, we thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you for looking beyond our faults and meeting us at our needs. Dear new Father, Lord, we don't want to say anything you don't want us to say, but have everything you need to be said. Lord, we come asking that we sit down in order for you to stand up, Lord. Not our will, but thy will be done. And we'll be careful to always give your name all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last week we were talking about the dog returning to its vomit, mm-hmm. as it relates to us letting things go and how we look at our spiritual lives with us letting things go. In human nature, we tend to return back to those things that do us bad. We tend to turn back to those things that do us harm, that mean us no good. But it seems that when it comes to God, it's hard for us to just press forward. It's hard for us to just trust in God. It's hard for us to just have our own best interests in mind. And that's what you're doing really when you're trusting in God. You got your own best interests in mind. Mm-hmm. And I know we don't understand that, but when you're trusting in God, now you've taken your own best interests in mind. Because God loves you. He cares for you. He tells us to bring all your burdens to me because I care for you. He says, and if your burdens are too heavy for you, I'm going to carry them for you. He says, I'm going to take this weight off of you. I'm going to take this stress off of you, and I'm going to carry it for you. Now, if that's not somebody who loves you, I don't know what that is. You know, so what he's telling us is that the struggles that you have, the things that you're going through, I'm going to carry them for you. Now, I have a question for you guys that God gave me as I was traveling to church this morning. Okay. And that is, why can't we forgive? Why can't we just forgive, forget about it, and move on to the next chapter? Anybody?
It's hard.
Explain it to me. How is forgiveness hard, moving on hard to the next chapter in your life?
Because it's hard because you think about the things that happened and you still hold on to them, and that's why you can't forgive.
Okay. Anybody else?
I say because for me, in order for me to forgive you, I
have
to understand why you did it.
Mm. Okay, so then we look at the closure again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if I'm broken,
I can't get that closure.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So if I'm broken, you're not going to get closure from me.
Nope.
So then that's why I have to ask God to help me, to help me to forgive you, because 9 out of 10 you didn't mean to, and it happened. So I have to look within myself, because if I did the hurt, then I want you to forgive me. So I guess me being a bigger person, I have to come to you and ask you for forgiveness. Because I didn't forgive you for what you done. So now I'm at fault.
Mm. Yeah.
I like that. We can't. And we look for that. We look for that closure. And again, if that person is broken, they can't offer you closure. They don't even know what closure is. half the time they don't even know why they do what the things that they do. You know, when we've grown up in broken families, when we've grown up in broken situations, I look at this guy, again, I told y'all, some of y'all who might have seen it, Joe T. Baker. Mm-hmm. This guy did, do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
So he did 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison. He did 10 years in prison for aggravated robbery, for attempted murder, for murder. And before he did those things, he had did numerous other things. He even made a woman drink bleach. Mm-hmm. So I want y'all to think about all these things. Think about all these things this man did. But then he begins to explain his lifestyle and how he grew up. And he grew up in an environment where, so if you're growing up in an environment and your mom, your dad do drugs, your mom and dad sell drugs, your mom and dad, and everybody you know live a criminalistic life, that becomes the norm for you.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes normal. Everywhere you go, people live a life that everybody is doing wrong. So that becomes the lifestyle for you. That becomes the lifestyle you lead. So God had to lock him up in order to save his life. But when God locked him up, he changed him.
It took him a minute, but it changed.
Yes. When he got, when he went to jail, he was still doing the same old thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Escaped from prison a couple of times. He was still doing the same old thing. But it was it his last 2 years in prison where he began to change his life? When he got locked up, and he was locked up with his uncle. Mm-hmm. And his uncle was a man of God. That's when he began to change his life. That's when he began to really seek God. You know, and it's sad to say, but most of us, we got to be down to our last, and we ain't got nowhere to turn, we ain't got nowhere to go before we really start seeking God truly.
Yeah.
Well, or should I say, where we really surrender. Because when you surrender, that means you say, I give up. I done tried everything I could try. I done did everything I could do. And I just need you to fix it. I need you to work it out. Because everything I've tried, everything I've done, has done nothing for me. So I just got to trust you in this. And that's what he said. And now, he's on YouTube. I mean, and he's doing good things on YouTube. And even when you listen to his videos, and that's why I had to tell Brittany, you can't just listen to the beginning. Because in the beginning, he's telling you where he started from.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we do. We start judging people at face value. But you got to listen to the whole thing. Because in the end, he begins to tell you about the but God. And he tells you how he changed his life. And then he begins to witness to people. And he tells you about the journey that it took. See, though none of us want to talk about the journey. Because the journey was hard. The journey was difficult. To get here, the things we had to do, the transformations that we had to go through, but it was a journey. The journey, see, that's the part you ought to rejoice about is the journey. What it took you to get here. You know, the fact that you're here is good. But the journey, the battle, the trials, the tribulations, what it took for you to get here. Man, take a minute. Look back on your life, the hills, the valleys, the unexpected situations, the journey. The journey that got you here. What it took, I want to stop right now for a second, y'all. Take this oil. Come on, Naya. Let's pray. Come on, baby. Come on, y'all.
You coming up here?
I'm doing what God said. He said, stop, pray. Step you take, he's taking too. Just trust him, okay? Most gracious Heavenly Father, when we come to you today, right now, Lord, break every stronghold. Lord, we come right now, Lord, knowing that you have all power in your hands. Lord, we come surrendering all to you, dear Father, Lord. Lord, we come with outstretched hands, Lord, with outstretched hearts, dear Father, Lord. Calling on you, Lord. We need you right now, dear Father, Lord. We need you in our homes, Lord. We need you on our jobs, Lord. We need you in our families, dear Father, Lord. Lord, work the miracle right now. Lord, you know what Naya stands in need of, dear Father, Lord. Touch it from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear Father, Lord. Let her know that you've been there all the time, dear Father, Lord. Dear Father, Lord, touch her family, Lord. Touch her mind, Lord. Touch her heart, Lord. Give her the strength to run on a little while longer and see what the end's going to be. Give her power, Lord. Give her mercy. And dear Father, Lord, as we go throughout this service, dear Father, Lord, strengthen her. Revive her, dear Father. Renew her, dear Father, Lord. Let your spirit fall fresh upon her right now, dear Father. Let it fall fresh upon us, dear Father, Lord. Lord, we know the battle is not ours, Lord, but it's yours. Lord, we know the battle's already been won, Lord, when you went to Calvary's Hill, when you hung, bled, and died, dear Father, and you rose on the third day morning with all power in your hands, dear Father. We already have the victory. We already won, dear Father, Lord. We got the victory. We got the power. And we thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Even though it's raining, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, so. So, your comfort should be in the battle. Your comfort should be in the battle. The battle that okay, so last week, D'Angelo was preaching to the graduates. Okay, but what graduation is about is the 12 years it took you to get to this place. So what they do is they go back and look over their lives. They look at what they've done, what it took them to get here. They went through some struggles. They went through some pains. They had some happy times. They had some sad times, but they made it. Every time we reach a milestone in our relationship with God, every time we get from point A to point B, that's our graduation day. And we need to be happy about it. We need to be excited about it. And we need to thank God for the good days as well as the bad days. See, we only want to appreciate the good days. But it's some celebrating in the bad days. And because if we think about the bad days, in the bad days, we want to give up. In the bad days, we didn't want to come out the house. In the bad days, we didn't want to go to work. In the bad days, we didn't want to talk to nobody. But yeah. but look at us now. We made it through them. We made it through them. Because whatever it was that was holding us back, whatever it was that was holding us down, we let it go. And we let God have his way. We let it go and we pushed and we pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high call in Christ Jesus. We pressed through it. We kept moving. We didn't give up. And because of that, we got here. We got here. It was hard, but we still made it. It was hard, but we're here. Okay, so I'm guessing, D, are we at Psalms 103 and 12? Yes. That's where the mark is on my paper. Well, let's go ahead and jump back to Matthew. So Matthew 6 and 14 says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. What does that say to y'all?
Forgive so you can be forgiven.
Basically. We just talked about that. And Sarita, you said it was hard.
It is hard.
Okay, but what's hard about it? Tell me about it.
Because I mean, you think about what was done to you and you would never, like, people tell me all the time, you can't expect people to have a heart like yours. So you be thinking,
I used to tell that to Miss Rubils all the time.
Like, you be thinking, dang, I would never do that to them. Why would they, you know? Mm-hmm. And it takes a little while, but, you know, if you see God, he'll help you.
But so you're saying that pulling on your heart, that pain, that residual they leave you when they hurt you.
Yeah.
So I'm flipping on you.
I know.
So you know that about me now. So think about the pain that we leave on God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we don't do what he tells us to do.
Yeah.
When he told us to go right, we went left.
Yeah.
When we come to church and we so upset about somebody else done that we can't praise him and we can't worship him and we And It's connections.
Yeah.
I want you to see something. Your faithfulness, mm-hmm. your steadfastness, that you was faithful in the good times and the bad times because of your steadfastness and your faithfulness, that baby came back home. You see what I'm saying? And then another baby came back home. And now what have you done? You done instilled in this baby, and she gonna put that same thing in that baby that's sitting next to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, how do you expect her to be doing what she's supposed to be doing? Yeah. So what we do has a ripple effect. So if I'm showing hate, then the hate's rubbing off on my kids.
Yeah.
And my kids are gonna be hateful people. If I'm disrespectful, then my kids are going to be disrespectful. But if I'm loving, then my kids are going to be loving. If I'm free-hearted, they're going to be free-hearted. We ought to have the attributes of our parents. And if we say that God is our Father, we ought to have his attributes. And if he said he don't throw our sins in the sea of forgiveness to remember them no more, then we ought to be able to do the same for somebody else. We ought to not be people who hold grudges. Come on, baby.
Sometimes I want to be like my father in another way. He worked up solid and I feel like I should be able to do this sometimes too. Just send the angel.
Okay, but okay. But why did he burn up Sodom and Gomorrah?
Because they wasn't right and they wasn't repenting. And same for these people who it's hard to forgive. Sometimes they're not repenting, so I feel like I should be able to send them.
But let's talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. So you're talking about a whole city.
Yeah.
Not just one or two people, but we're talking about a whole city of people and fornicate, adulterers, drug addicts. They just doing everything. But you gotta also look back. Because God didn't just say, oh, they not doing nothing I told them to do, and he just came back. But if you look back, it was centuries and centuries before.
Yeah.
And God gave them several chances to get it right. But they ignored everything God said to them. And it got worse. Even when you look back, and the instructions to Lot's wife was what? Come on, let's stay there for a minute. Let's stay there for a minute. Cause that, that's where y'all at.
Yeah.
Y'all in the position of Lot's wife. And the instructions were simple. Leave this city and don't look back. Why not look back? What are you looking back for? Because there's nothing going on there that's worth looking back at. You've already been there. You know what was going on there. You know the devastation and destruction that was already going on there. So why are you? So if this person has already shown you their character, and they've already shown you who they are, then why not forgive them, love them with the love of God, and move on to the next chapter in your life? Why do you keep looking back? Why do you keep living in a place of pain? Why do you keep living in hurt? Why? It makes no sense. When you know that there's nothing good for you right here. But we stand right there. We stand right there. And we know there's nothing that's producing fruit.
I guess we hope that the fruit changes eventually. Because yeah. I was just talking to my partner about that yesterday. Because we was trying to help somebody in need. And I reached out to somebody. And I already knew how they was going to act. But the fact that they still acted like the same way, it just sent me over the edge. And I'm just like, they only want to be the church in the church, but they don't want to be the church outside the church. And they use God to justify why they're not the church outside the church. And it just sent me over the edge. And then he was just like, well, you knew he was going to do. I was like, I know, but just like, why? Like, why are you so sick in the head to where you don't actually live this thing the way that you claim? So you just hope that the fruit change. You like, okay, Lord, I done gave you some time to grow up. Let me look back and see if the fruit done changed. But the fruit be the same. And you like, okay, well, what was the point of forgiving them if you wasn't going to grow?
I think we give people the benefit of the doubt most of the time.
Yeah.
But forgiveness doesn't bring full relief for me. I can forgive you.
Yeah. Like
you from
over
here.
Yes. And that's exactly right.
And that's what I was saying. He has his mindset of spiritual maturity up here. And a lot of times people spiritual maturity up there.
Yeah.
So he's saying, hey, you know, you ought to be able to do this. But sometimes it's still even hard for folks, you know, that they come in on Sunday and they hear all this, but Monday, they go back to their fleshly side. Everything's about building that spiritual maturity to be able to say, hey, you know, I got to look at this through my spiritual eyes, and I look at this through my... That's where teaching is angling towards being able to see things through your spiritual eyes and not falling in our flesh. Even though the Bible does stuff that our spirit is indeed willing, but our flesh is weak, we have to be able to more so speak to our spirit man than we do to the fleshly man. Let our spirit man win. But sometimes, hey, even with me, my fleshly man be working that thing out.
I think I told Dee, but I have been working on this sermon, Job, and Felicia, I was ready for that thing, but God switched it on me. And let's talking about transformation. And that transformation is not there yet. We say we're on the Lord's side, but a transformation comes over us, you know. And when a transformation comes over us, you don't have to tell anybody that you're a Christian. You don't have to tell anybody that you're living for God. You don't have to tell anybody, okay, I'm different. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, say a man that y'all were dealing with once in your life, and then you see him again years later down the road. He won't have to tell you he different, because you're gonna know he different by the way he carrying himself, by the way he walks, by the way he presents himself to you. He's not gonna have to say anything to you, because you're gonna know it already. Because you're gonna see the transformation. But if he got to tell you about the transformation, then the transformation ain't real.
Yeah.
So some of us, and I don't want to say playing church, because that's not a good term. Some of us just haven't made it yet. We're here and we haven't reached that level yet, that level of maturity, that level of I'm anchored in God, and I'm a trusting with everything concerning me. I'm, you know, we're good, bad, happy, or sad. I'm anchored. Whatever I got to go through, I'm anchored. You know, a lot of us ain't reached it yet. You know, and this is a trial by fire. You know, a lot of us don't like going through the fire. You know, but understanding that the test comes in the fire. It's in the fire that we're changed. It's in the fire that we're different. It's in the fire that makes you, when they're forging knives, when they're forging things, it's in the fire. But when it comes out the fire, it's beautiful. And it's what God made it to be. But first it gotta go through the fire. That's what we don't like. We don't like the transformation. We don't want to have to go through the fire. But that's what we gotta be crazy, man. It's in the fire. Think about the three Hebrew boys. Think about when he's saying, all they had to do was praise. All they had to do was praise. That's easy, right? But they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're dedicated to God. So that shows them showing up faith. And then they told him that if it be God's will for us to die today, then we're willing to do that. But they told the king, ain't no mistake about it. Ain't nothing you can do to us. Yeah. Unless our God allows it. So they had a made up mind. But they went to the fire. They went to the fire. But understand that their faith had already prepared a way for them in the fire. So that when they got to the fire, they wouldn't worried about the fire. Now, I would have been worried about the fire. I'm not going to lie to you. Because, listen, they said that while they were getting put in the fire, one of the people that was putting them in the fire died. He wasn't even in the fire. He died from the heat coming from the fire. So this man dying, and he on the outside of the fire. And they finna put me in the fire. That's from showing their faith. But while they were in the fire, they were saying, boy, this God that we serving, he ain't worth the call. He let us get put in this fire. He ain't worth the time it took us to praise him. He ain't worth the, but they was in there praising and worshiping him. And they had to be giving it up. They had to be. I mean, think about it. They had to be giving it up for Jesus to say, well, they showing out down there that he came down personally, got in the fire with him. They had to be giving it up. Think about a praise like that, that you're praising so hard, worshiping so hard that you invite him in. That, think about how much Jesus got going on. How many people are praying to him at one time? How many people are crying out at one time? But you praise him so hard that he say, I hear all this, but dang. Little Sarita, she doing it. I'm gonna go down there where she at right quick.
Yeah.
Cause she doing it. And I'm gonna hang out with her for a second, cause she doing it. But praise and worship like that only comes from letting go. You got to let go to have some praise and worship like that. Let go of your troubles. Let go of your worries. You got the money for the bill right now? Huh? Can you fix the trouble? Can you fix the pain? Is worrying about it going to change the fact that it's here? But I know what can change it. The blood of Jesus. Giving it to God and asking him to work it out. I do know that a praise like that will work some things out. A praise like that will turn some things around. A praise, huh? If a praise like if that made him come down into the fire and sit with them. That one of the guys that was looking inside the fire had to say, I know I can count. But I look back to the other one and say, hey, didn't we put three people in there? But I'm counting four. Yeah. And one of them looked like God. But this is what the question you got to ask yourself. How somebody who don't know God ain't got no relationship with him, but knew when he showed up. Knew he was in the house. Knew he was there. Can we stay right there for a moment? If somebody who don't know God, knew when he showed up, knew when he was in the house, then everything that's burning us down, that when we get that worship and that praise right, it's gonna know when our daddy showed up. It's gonna know when he's in the house, because his presence is undeniable.
Yeah.
Huh? They gonna know when he didn't show up. They gonna know when they got problems. That's just like saying that my big brother is Mike Tyson and he gonna show. Mm-hmm. He's who? I'm sorry for touching you. I didn't mean to do that. They gonna be doing all kind of apologizing. Why? Because they won't see Mike. But when your daddy Jesus, huh? The devil got to bow down. He got to bow down. Because he knows who the greatest of all time is. He knows. He knows. But for us to praise like that, for us to worship like that, we gotta let go. We gotta let go and let God. We gotta truly let go and let God. We can't be worried about things that we can't fix. We can't be worried about things that we can't do nothing about. Mm-hmm. But we gotta just let him have his way. We gotta let him do it. And trust that he can. Our kids, when we grow up, our kids look at us like Superman, Wonder Woman. Because they think mom and daddy can do anything. Mom and daddy can do anything but fail. And that's how we need to look at our daddy. Because our daddy can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Grave couldn't hold it. Death had no victory. Huh? They nailed him to a cross. And he still got up.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
They rolled a stone in front of the tomb to try to keep him. But he still walked away. All power. We just gotta let go. We gotta let go. You know how on those jobs, you shouldn't say something, baby?
I said, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why is that so hard?
To let go? Mm-hmm. I was just gonna tell you. So you know on them jobs. So you know how you be on them jobs, and it's usually we see the Caucasian folks, they be on the job and they do that trust factor thing. and they all be standing there, and they just gonna fall back in somebody's arm. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all gonna just do that? You gonna just give up and just fall back?
No, I ain't gonna
be able to do it.
And even then, you're gonna start looking back and you're gonna be saying to yourself, is he gonna be able to catch me? And is he gonna be able to hold my weight?
Right.
Huh? Is he strong enough to hold? Huh? Most of the time, we don't wanna let go because we're used to it.
Yeah.
We're comfortable where we're at. I know that sounds silly, but we're comfortable carrying that pain. We're comfortable carrying that heartache. Being mad, being angry, we're so used to it that we just hang on to it. Yes. Okay. It's some people that have been so angry so long that they don't even know why they're mad at somebody. All they know is that I'm mad. Don't know why, but that I'm mad.
Can't remember the argument, right? But I'm too
mad. But not understanding that too much thought goes into, okay, D showed up, I'm mad at D. So I gotta put on my angry face. When he's around, I can't smile. I gotta show him, it's too much thought. That's too much thought. That when, just when I'm in a room with everybody, I can just smile and be happy. Yeah. And going about my way. And then, don't let you forget. And that you doing something, and the person that you mad at, say hi or something to you, and you say hey. And then you realize, now you mad all over again. That's too much. But now this is what we don't understand, that when you let go, you're a lot lighter. You don't have that to deal with. You don't have to worry about being mad. You don't have to worry about thinking about being mad. You just at peace. We're at peace. It's just easier for us to let go. But it's familiar to us. It's familiar to us. You know, when you get up to go to work, it's emotions you go through. Mm-hmm. And you don't even think about them, do you?
Yeah, I do. No, look.
You must, do you like your job?
No.
Okay. That's why you think about it.
Stop.
But it just comes, when I get up in the morning, I don't have to think about it. I know where my clothes is, I put it on, put my uniform on, put my stuff on, hit the door. There's nothing that I have to think about because it's familiar. Mm-hmm. I know which route I'm gonna take. Everything's familiar. Pain becomes familiar to us. The anger comes familiar to us. We gotta learn to let that go. Let praise, let worship become familiar to you. Let those things be familiar to you. Peace. Mm-hmm. It's just easier. It's easier.
I think that over time it does become easier, but because it has become, it's better than it was. It gets better every day, but I'm still getting there.
And remember, everybody got a battle. Mm-hmm. Battle's not like yours. But they have a battle too. And it may take them a little longer to get to where you are. But if you can show them grace, they may get there a little quicker. Mm-hmm. And remember, when you show grace, God shows you grace. You know, but most will never see Jesus, but they don't first see him in us. Because people know Laquita of old, okay? And Laquita now, they saying, how did Laquita get to where she is? How did Laquita get from where she was to where she is now? And somebody wanna ask you, and it's probably somebody that get on your nerves, but if they could sit down with you and ask you, and you could tell them, hey, try Jesus. I know that don't make sense to you right now, but try Jesus. I know it's hard right now. I know you're going through some things, but try Jesus. Matter of fact, come go to church with me. That's gonna mean the world to them. And they gonna, later on in life, they gonna come back and say, Quita girl, you know what, I thought you would, you hated me, and I thought you was upset with me, but I know I done you wrong, and I just want to apologize for it. But I want to thank you for showing me Jesus. You know, it's just like God does us. He stands there with open arms, and we got to do the same. We got to do the same, have open arms. And it'll work out. It'll work out. Trust me, things get better. They get better. And as they get better, you'll get more mature. You won't be as angry as you used to be. You'll be more at peace and more gracious, more mercy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's read. Pray. We'll go to the next service. She's standing there lost.
Cuz, how you gonna ask me to pray and I wanna burn up Sodom and Gomorrah here today?
Yeah, you, you need to pray.
Purify us, cleanse us, and refine us for your glory, so that we may be used the way that you intended us to, intended to use us. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, bless the next service, and bless all who will be here and who is to come. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen.
Amen.